AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 16 states say President Trump's emergency declaration to fund a border wall violates the Constitution. California State Attorney General Javier Becerra filed the lawsuit. Colorado is among the states joining the suit. Amanda Gonzalez is there with the group Common Cause. She says Congress has to stop the president.
Congress must put the good of the country before the good of the party to check this power grab by President Trump.
The other states joining the suit include New York, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, and New Jersey. He's leaving. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly will leave his job next month. He'd been expected to leave now that William Barr's been confirmed as Attorney General. Rosenstein oversaw Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation after then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself. President Trump's confidant Roger Stone is backing off one of his Instagram posts. Tim McGuire reports.
The posting by the longtime confidant to President Trump had a photo of U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson with what appeared to be a gun's crosshairs near her head. She is a presiding judge in his criminal case. Later in the day, Stone said the message was misinterpreted, but by Monday night, he had issued an apology calling the photo and comment improper and should not have been posted. Stone has been indicted on charges of lying to Congress and witness tampering.
Chicago police want to talk with actor Jussie Smollett again about that attack he reported, but his lawyers say they will keep an active dialogue with Chicago police on his behalf. They say he feels victimized by reports that he had something to do with the attack. A Mexican man detained by Border Patrol has died at a hospital in Texas. He'd been diagnosed with congestive heart failure when he was admitted. The death is under investigation. This is AP Radio News. The sailor in that legendary World War II Times Square kiss photo has died. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this story.
The sailor shown kissing a woman in an iconic photo of the Times Square celebration marking Japan's surrender ending World War II has died. George Mendoza was 95. The photo by Alfred Eisenstadt that was first published in Life magazine came to be known as The Kiss. In it, George Mendoza was kissing Greta Zimmer Friedman, a dental assistant in a nurse's uniform, on August 14, 1945. They did not know each other, and it was years before Mendoza and Friedman were confirmed to be the couple. Friedman died in 2016 at the age of 92. I'm Mike Rossia.
Teachers in West Virginia are striking today. They are protesting educational legislation that they say was done without any input from them. Nearly all of West Virginia's 55 counties called off classes for today. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.